From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Wreckage from an Indonesian passenger plane found. 54 people were aboard that plane. The wreckage located in the rugged eastern province of Papua. The plane crashed Sunday while flying through bad weather. Officials say rescue teams are working to get to the site of the debris field. It's still not known if anyone survived. Trigana Air Flight 267 lost contact with air traffic control about 30 minutes after Sunday's takeoff from Sentani Airport in the provincial capital, Jayapura. The plane was on what is normally a 50-minute flight to the city of Auxerre. The crash site is about 12 kilometers from there. At least 80 people were killed in Syria Sunday in Syrian government airstrikes in the rubble-held town of Douma near Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group says another 200 people were wounded, mainly civilians. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi agreed on Sunday with an investigative commission's recommendation to court-martial Iraqi commanders who withdrew from Ramadi earlier this year, as that city fell to Islamic State militants. Taking the capital of Iraq's western Anbar province was a big victory for Islamic State fighters, giving them control of a major city 125 kilometers from Baghdad. Regional leaders are pushing South Sudan's government and rebels to seal a peace agreement today to end their 20-month civil war. President Salva Kiir and his chief rival, rebel leader Riek Machar, are both in Addis Ababa for talks brokered by the East African bloc IGAD. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta is taking part in the talks, along with Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, Uganda's President Museveni, and Ethiopia's Prime Minister. This is VOA News.